now they have learned how to transmit the sensations of taste into a simple, crude, but hearty meal. The radio beams the rays of a taste dream, the illusion of entirely different sensations of taste. People will drink water and think that they are drinking wine. A simple and filling meal will mask itself as a sumptuous feast. This will give the radio even greater power over the consciousness of the country. In the future, even smells will be obedient to the will of the radio. In the middle of the winter, the honeyed smell of lime mixed with the smell of snow will disseminate these sounds throughout the country, increasing its strength many times over. Contemporary doctors treat distant patients by suggestion, speaking to them through a wire. The radio of the future will itself do the work of a physician and will heal without medicine. And further, it is known that certain notes like do and re increase muscular ability as much as 64 times by compressing it into a given time interval. In days of intensified labor, summer harvesting, and the construction of big buildings, the radio will disseminate these sounds throughout the country, increasing its strength many times over. And finally, the program of national education will be put into the hands of the radio. The Supreme Council of Sciences will transmit lessons and readings to all the schools of the country, both higher and lower. The teacher will be only a companion to these readings. Every day, lessons and textbooks will fly across the sky to the schools of the country, and its consciousness will be united in one will. Thus, the radio will forge the unbroken links of the world soul and fuse together all humankind. Radar. Radio. Radio. Radical. Radio. Radish. Radius. Pod. Pod. Pod question. Bottom. Data sphere. Data bear. Pod fawn. Pod yelling. Pod mission. Pod cab. Audio. 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 And sound of moments live, moments captured. A conversation between trees, a city leaving work. Record list. There is an A list of hit singles. There is a B list of currently popular albums. Both the A and B lists appear on the first page of the copybook for your show and will be changed every Wednesday. There is a C list of standard progressive rock oldies also. This list is at this time in your hands and includes familiar tracks of Dylan, Beatles, Stones, etc. In the next few days, we should have a C list available to you. Basically, we are asking you to use these program A's in the following way. Our revised daily music playlist should be used for planning out each hour of your show. The key time zone, 0, 15 minutes, 45 minutes, indicated by the dot, should be filled with an A, B, or C track. All of the selections you play either in or not in the key zone should be marked in the box at the far right by an A, B, C, or an N for recommended tracks from the record. If the track is not in any of these categories, only then should the box be left empty. In the daytime, there should be a minimum total of 4 B tracks. In our discussions, I mentioned how these numbers vary at other times. In a 4-day period, you should have played every item on the A list at least once. We will be having weekly music meetings with people to discuss music, recommend expanded track and the A, B, and C lists. As the use of these aids develops, you should expect some refinements and alterations from time to time. For instance, we are seriously contemplating narrowing down the B list as well as designing some kind of master chart for the B list to allow you to see at a glance the distribution of B record play prior to your show. This is what we call progressive radio.
If you see him, remind him that we have a roll at 6 o'clock tonight. You might not remember. If you see him, remind him that we have a roll at 6 o'clock tonight. You might not remember.
Dein Körper hoch über mir. Du bist es, die mein Auge strahlend schminkt. Dich zu sehen macht meine Augen hell. Schaust du mich an, dein Körper verjüngt sich mein Leib über mir. Du bist es. Ich falle in Auge strahlend schminkt. Wie du unter mir zu sehen. Weich alles an dir, deine Lippen. Dein Mund ist köstlicher Wein, deine Augen zu Sicheln geschlossen. Ich falle nur. Da sind wieder diese Hände, die mich lassen, und ich reise, bin schon wieder woanders, wie die Körper passen. Nicht gefangen bin ich, sie mögen sich, wenn sie so liegen und vergehen. Spüren nur noch, wenn der Tag verweht und die Schatten wachsen. Wenn du auf mir liegst, bin ich leicht und sehr verwegen, wie du schaust. Du aber ziehst mich Irrlichter huschen und atmen immer zu. Du mich umarmst, vertreibst du alle Schatten. dann ruht dein Arm auf meinem Arm. Deine Nähe umfängt mich. Ein Flügel wächst schon. Heftig juckt es zwischen den Schulterblättern. Meine Finger schreiben auf dir. Die Hand auf deine Haut. So weich. Thank you.
is because it's fucking shallow and vapid and popular.
however much he may have liked listening. Perhaps he felt, perhaps he foresaw, that the telephone is always a cacophony, and that what it transmits is the wrong voice, the false communication. No doubt I tried to deny separation by the telephone, as the child fearing to lose its mother pulling on a string, but the telephone wire is not a good transitional object. It is not an inert string. It is charged with a meaning which is not that of junction but that of distance. The loved, exhausted voice heard over the telephone is the fade out in all its anxiety. First of all, this voice, when it reaches me, when it is here, while it is with great difficulty survived, is a voice I never entirely recognize, as if it emerged from under a mask. Then, too, on the telephone, the other is always in a situation of departure. The other departs twice over, by voice and by silence. Whose turn it is to speak? Whose turn is it to speak? We fall silent in unison, crowding of two voids. I'm going to leave you, the voice on the telephone says, with each second.
alienated here.
Radio is an alteration of space and the structuring of time. It extends space if you're making music, shrinks it if you're listening. It both joins people together and reaches them where they are lonely, which may be why it was embraced so vigorously by Canadians from the beginning. Its centrality is clearly related to the geographic scale of the country. Though if we recognize considerations other than the physiological, we have to say that in other respects, Canada is a very small country, and that smallness has had a determinant and impact on the development of its broadcasting as its largeness. Radio redefines space and structures time not only in its acoustic movement over distances, but also in its format.
shape now. Now the base.
Radiance. Radiate. Radical. Radio. Radish. Radius. Radar. Radiance. Radiate. Radical. Radio. Radish. Radius. Rad. Radar. Radan. Radbrechen. Radeln. Redelsführer. Räderwerk. Radfahren. Radieren. Radieschen. Radikal. Radio. Radium. Radius. Rad. Radar. Radan. Radbrechen. Radeln. Redelsführer. Räderwerk. Radfahren. Radieren. Radieschen. Radikal. Radio. Radium. Radius. Thank you. Radio is a space without walls, an art alternative that is the ideal locale for an art that seeks to present itself as information and experience as opposed to goods. The sound is the object, the ephemeral trace in the mind of the receiver, a sensation resonating along oral pathways and passageways. The word is the object, bouncing like a ball through memory onto the visual field of the inner eye. Radio is a space and time, an invisible bridge between speaker and listener that traverses vast distances in the snap of a finger, the punch of a button. It is an architectural space to be inhabited, the site of an event, an arena, a stage, a promenade, a public square, an intersection, a telephone booth, a corridor. It is a room we enter together, paint it any color you want.
Stream, whatever you want to call it.
Goodbye, Vancouver.
Jam with, is it Radio Art Vienna?
Kunstradio Vienna.
That is their official name. So what you've been hearing for the last hour and a half is Brady and Joseph here in Vancouver, also known as Industry and Agriculture. Jamming with Radio Art Vienna and Anna, CITR's own Anna Frizz, in Vienna.
In Vienna. Somehow she got the deal where she got to go to Vienna.
And we got to stay here, but, you know, that's
goodbye,
okay.
Goodbye, Vancouver.
Our disembodied essence was in Vienna.
Please, smart ass,
what you've been hearing is us jamming with Vienna, and I must
we're
say...
We're still in your mix,
well,
and goodbye from,
saying,
the,
I think
from Vienna.
Several fine moments.
In a studio full of sticks.
We're picking up...
it's late.
Their stream, and then...
We have been Bruno Pusick.
Reworking it over and doing our own thing with it and sending it back.
Max.
And then
Elizabeth.
These wonderful
Rob,
instances where I would have...
Many pieces of electronic equipment.
And then they would sample us sampling then. We get these layers, and it was cool, really. Gosh, gee willikers, isn't technology amazing?
Yeah. Next time we should have a camera in here so they can see us, because we could see them.
And the plus for them is that we're shirtless. So it would really be worth their while to have that camera in here. Okay, all of that. So,
special thanks to Matt for setting up all these miles of cables, fiber optics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this is CITR.
He's
sponsored by the Western Front, aren't you? First Floor Electronics. He's got a radio show here, in fact.
3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Thursday morning. You can listen to
more of this insanity.
Matt yourselves.
Anyhow,
the next show.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, and right now, I don't know, are we still on the internet? We can still watch Vienna. We've got a little laptop here, or Matt does. So what's going on next?
Are you the next DJ?
There's the next DJ behind us, so let's just play some music and clear out. And
thanks for listening.
All right, see ya.